Hey everyone, what's up? Welcome back to another Q&A session with me, Joey Suki. Hope you're doing well. Today we've got another few questions lined up that came in throughout all the social media platforms and of course the Discord page from the Artist Coaching Community and my own Discord, which is the Sukiverse. The Artist Coaching Community is part of the Sukiverse, so if you're not in there yet, make sure to join. There's over 450 artists in there, so it's a nice place to be. You can get feedback on your music, get to know other artists. It's a nice atmosphere. And since last week, we also launched the VIP feedback service, where you will have the option to get feedback on your music whenever you'd like. It's a paid subscription, but yeah, it's really useful if you want to lift your music to the next level. So check it out if you haven't already. Let's get into the questions that came in this time. This one's from DJT Falcon in the Discord. I would love to hear your opinion on release strategies. When to choose for self-release? Haha. I think he's relating to the podcast with Jay and Ralph, because we're constantly joking about self-release. And when to take the label route. So it's a two-part question. Let's first do the one part. When do you choose for a self-release and when do you choose for a label? Well, the only reason why you should choose for a label is if the label is willing or able to add value to your release. So what does that mean? It means, do they deliver anything to your release that brings it to the next level and do something that you're not capable of doing? So in most cases, that comes down to either marketing. So are they able to position your track into the industry where it reaches more people? Or network. So if they have a big fan base, so let's say Revealed, for example, they have a really big dedicated fan base. And if you are able to release on Revealed, your music will be automatically distributed towards that fan base. So they either have to bring something to the table regarding to marketing and be able to bring your music to Spotify playlists, for example, or they have to need to have a strong fan base where they can just pitch your music to. That's the two reasons why you want to choose a label over a self-release, because if the label doesn't have that to offer, there's probably not much left to offer. And then it's better to do a self-release. Maybe you get lower numbers, I know, like I get the complaints every time. You get lower streams, you get everything lower, but it's better to own it yourself, have lower streams and go on to the next one. Instead of signing it with a label that does nothing, the song disappears, you sign away your rights, so you've lost the song and your rights, you're signing away 70% of your royalties. Now at least you still own the rights and you make 100% of the royalties. So that's what I would do with a self-release or with signing to a label. The other part of the question is, how often should you release? In my opinion, as many times as possible. There is no overdoing it anymore, because every single track that you release will reach any potential person on the planet. Some tracks reach 1,000 persons, some tracks go over millions. It's just impossible to know what the song is going to do before you actually release it. So I'm a big fan of putting it all out there, no matter how many tracks you are capable of producing. If it's 4 tracks a month, put them all out. If it's 1 track a month, do that. But try to release as many tracks as possible and as many as you can do, because that's different for every person. One other question from Falcon is, what's your take on making money so you can fund your career? I'm a big fan of having a side job, especially in the beginning of your career, because the last thing you want in a creative career is pressure, as in stress, and especially financial stress. So if you can find a way to take away that financial stress by having a part-time job for 2 or maybe 3 days, that's where you just make enough money to pay for the bills. That takes care of so much peace of mind that you will be much more capable of releasing quality music and be really creative. So when it comes down to making money to fund your career, and I think he's talking about the beginning of your career, I'm a big fan of taking on a part-time job where you earn just enough to pay for the bills, because it's a reality we live in, right? We need to pay the bills. And it's okay if you want to pursue your dream and if you want to make some time free to work on that. But at the same time, you have to deal with the reality, as in paying bills. And it's best to take a side job where you don't have too many responsibilities and just make enough money to pay the bills so you can focus on your music career. Another question that came in from Phil was, how to get in contact with you guys. And I think with you guys he meant Jay and Ralph and probably a lot of other bigger DJs out there. You know, we all know the ways of sending emails, sending direct messages, blah blah blah, and we also know that most of the time it doesn't work. and that's true. Doesn't mean you should stop doing it, because sometimes it does work, and maybe you're that lucky one email that came through. So keep doing it, because it's not that much work, to be honest. But in my honest opinion, I believe the best way to get in contact with the artists is by getting their support on your music. So by making music that they are going to play in the sets, they will come to you. So you have all the leverage and you have the option to actually talk to them, because now they're interested in you. And that's the position you want to be in, you know? Like, I know we're all looking for shortcuts, you know, sending emails, direct messages, blah, blah. It's all a shortcut to me. Eventually, you want to focus on releasing quality music so they come to you. I know that's not the answer most people are looking for, but it's the honest truth. So that's my recommendation in this case as well. How to collab with singers after the contact is being made. I'm not sure what's being meant with this question, but let me answer it in the best way possible. If the contact is already made, so if you know the singer or songwriter or person you want to collaborate with, if the contact's already made and you're kind of on a relation basis and you know each other, you've had multiple meetings, you've had a few coffees, I don't know, there is a connection there, a relationship you could say, it's best to not pitch it at the first moment. As in, you could compare it to dating to a girl, you know, like you're not going to date a girl and say I want to go to bed with you on the first date, because that's probably not gonna work. You're gonna first take it to the restaurant, take it to the mall, get to know each other better, and then after a few dates the chances are much more likely that you actually have a connection, that you like each other, and then it's much more common to say, hey, let's sleep over or whatever. And I know it's a weird comparison, but it's the same thing with building relationships in music, you know? If you go in for the kill automatically, the person you're talking to probably is like, nah, not for me, you know? Like, first we need to get to know each other, we need to see if we can be friends, or I like you, we have the same values, and then after a certain amount of time, we might work together. But then it comes organically. So same as relationships, try to keep that in mind. Don't go in for the kill automatically. Try to spend more time, invest time into the person, get to know the person, and then ask for a collaboration. Okay, so that's it for now. Thanks again for sending in the questions. And again, if you're not part of the Discord community, make sure to join. It's a nice place to be. We will do these Q&As there. And aside from asking them once, you can ask them all week long. You can get feedback on music, all those things. So make sure to join. I'm looking forward to seeing you there. Thanks again for watching, listening, and we'll be back soon. Bye.